Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts, Salsa,
Matt,
and Jenna.
Oh boy, guys. Oh boy. All right.
So the Sunday after Labor Day weekend for Fest is the worst.
It is fucking brutal.
Because you don't have that much time to recover, plus you're going at it again. So
you spend 3 days busting your ass, so you're already empty tanked. And then you have one fewer day to recover.
Yep.
So you just hit the ground going, ugh.
And then if you're me, you find hogweed.
Apparently it was stinging nettle.
That's what Jacques says, but everybody that knows anything about anything has been like, no.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Apparently there's some argument that I've not seen.
You hit something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a huge argument.
Yeah. And I was like, this is why I don't ever, ever look at the cast page. I don't care.
Yeah.
All I know is that, like, look, treating the symptoms of the thing we think it is worked. So, you know, maybe it's that. Maybe it's something else very similar. At the end of the day, you know, fuck. Just look at the plant. Kill all the ones that look like it. Everybody happy.
Yay. So, you know, doesn't matter what it's called.
No, it doesn't at all. Not even a little.
Stinging metal by any other name.
Yeah, if the happening had been about plants like this, that would have been a scary fucking movie.
Can we drink, please?
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. Booze.
We are drinking something that I've been really looking forward to. You can tell by the tone of my voice. So the last time CD Scotchbringer was here, he brought this one scotch.
And he brought other scotches
too. Fucking amazing, and I loved it, and there wasn't enough of it. And it was called Nepogue Castle. And this is Nepogue Castle 14 year.
Ooh.
Oh.
So I'm really looking forward to this.
Cool.
So bottoms up,
bitches. Before we drink it.
All right. Oh,
that's really goddamn
that
good.
Is a fucking bit of all right right there.
That is really good. Thank you, Cedius.
Oh, I need to go change my panties.
That is really good. Cedius ran the door tonight at lab.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah? He's an upstanding individual.
Well, he helps.
This is almost caramely.
It is.
Oh, I love it.
So yeah, might as well start talking about shit we've been up to. Did a lab show 20 minutes ago.
Ooh, Sherry Cat.
That shit was fun. Did, some familiar stuff, some new stuff. We did, we had, like, Aiden came back and did stand-up yet again.
Cool.
And killed it yet again. Jade came in as my closer and did 10 minutes that were really astounding. With a lot of verisimilitude towards the end there, with notes to back it up, which was great. We had Tabitha from My Friend Show came in and did her second set, which is fucking awesome. And, we did, Tim and Andrea did a version of the Know It All podcast that they will eventually be starting, which is fucking delightful, wherein they were experts about Glacier National Park, which was decided by the audience. That was dope. And then we had the first, I believe, nerdy hip-hop group to perform at the lab. Yep. We had Lyritics, I think it's Lyritics, which was...
Okay.
And I just blanked on his fucking name. The new dude in Fearless. Is it Jason?
Jason Kruger.
Yeah, that's the one. It's him and some dude named Dante and a woman whose stage name is Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. I've heard them before. They're fantastic.
Yeah, they were a fucking delight. So they did two different songs. One that was about needing some muggle loving because it's been a while. And the other one was about Zelda from the perspective of... About The Legend of Zelda from the perspective of Zelda and how, like, how the fuck are these games named after me and I don't get to do shit.
Yeah.
And mostly Jason spends his time in the background just being that, like, hype man going, hey! Hey, listen! And it was just like, I was like, that's goddamn funny. And so they just did two songs and fucking destroyed. It was so fucking cool. Mm-hmm. And so I only booked 5 acts because I knew everybody wanted about 10 minutes and I knew there's someone after us. And we ended up at exactly 59 minutes for our show. And I was like, nice.
Well,
but that included me doing a bit of nonsense at the front where I normally just talk about whatever. And I decided to challenge myself because the whole idea was to, you know, people should try new things. So I finally today cleaned all the little bits of post-its and notebook paper and scraps of napkins and things on top of my refrigerator that have bits of jokes written on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I dumped them all in a bag. And then I went up and was like, okay, so. Just and I pulled out a handful and I said, here's all this shit. And I dumped in the bag, slurred it around. And it's
just pulled them out one at a time.
I pulled them out randomly, yeah. And it was just, I would read a thing and be like, Women that wear jewelry on the outside of sweatshirts. No idea what I think there. And then pull up the next sheet and be like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then I'd be able to talk about it for a second. And then pull up the next sheet. And sometimes it was like a fully formed set of jokes. Sometimes it was a Vilten joke. Sometimes it was just a thing that we all kind of looked at each other and went, and like off we went. I did that for like 5 minutes and it was just like terrifying
that
and awesome.
Sounds really interesting.
It was really, really fun. Yeah. And I stumbled across one bit.
Really inside baseball.
Really, very much so. But I stumbled across one bit that made me laugh my ass off, which was a version of an argument I had with a coworker back in the day who was a conservative Christian who was all like, you know, being gay is a choice. And I was like, okay, well, but if being gay is a choice, then you're choosing not to be gay all the time. And he's like, that's not how it works. I'm like, well, that's what you just said, which means you find me unattractive. What? What are you talking about? I'm like, well, you're just saying it's a choice. So if I was hot enough, you'd want to blow me. You know, so I'm doing something wrong. You're telling me I'm not good enough for you to want to blow me. And he's like, that's not even close to what I just said. I'm like, that's what you're saying as far as I can tell. So I'm going to figure out what it is I have to do to make myself attractive enough for you to want to be gay. I don't even want the blow job, but I'm going to figure out what it is. For science. And I was like, all right, that's a good little runner. All right, yeah. Cool. I just tossed that piece of paper back in. I was like, good on you. All right. Good, nice. good job, pass me. Because I'm pretty sure if I remember the coworker I think I'm referencing in that joke is 12 years old.
Ah.
And has been sitting on a post-it. And nice. It's a little fleshier than that, but I was like, why not? So yeah, had a great time. Lab was well attended.
Awesome.
We had a very full room. I just kind of, until we started, kept adding more chairs. So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
So that went very nicely, and everybody seemed to have a good time. So, and we got at least a couple new Facebook likes since I left and got here, which is within the last hour. So my work here is done.
Cool, cool.
So as we say all the time, you know, Fearless Lab, second Tuesday of every month. That'll still be true next month. November will be the third Tuesday of the month because that's silly election. But yeah, gross. So I did that most recently.
Okay.
What have you guys done most recently? Lack of sleep is an answer.
I mean, I did stuff, but we've already talked about it ad fucking nauseam.
It's been 2 weeks. There's got to be something interesting.
I swallowed some swords and ate some fire.
Great.
All right, so I'm moving at the end of the month.
Where to?
It looks like I'll be moving into a little two-bedroom. Tiny little two-bedroom in South Minneapolis. The appeal of it is that it is a temporary lease, like it's a month to month.
Oh, nice.
So I'm mostly doing that as a stopgap until I can find something better, but
that way you not have to be pressured into something for a year that might
exactly.
suck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
and you also wait until it's nice out to move, which is good too.
Maybe, or you know, if it's bad enough, get the fuck out whenever I
sure,
want.
Sure. I mean,
really,
but moving like, the winter sucks,
but I
you know,
have
yeah.
the option. I've done. Yeah. I moved one winter with a snowstorm, so...
Oh, yeah, last time I moved it was January. No, yeah.
but, yeah, so done that and packing up to move, which is exciting, because moving into a way tinier place means either finding storage or getting rid of shit or whatever. I finally got rid of all of my old VHS.
Oh, wow.
I still have the VHS player, but... like all of the tapes, so I was like, I'm debating the player. I mean, I don't have any other VHS now, so you
as
know.
I say, don't hate the player.
God damn it!
I hate the game.
I did keep all of my old video game consoles, though. So.
Yeah, oh, yeah, duh. Yeah.
Still have my Atari 2600.
What?
So no, I hate the player and don't hate the game.
That's okay. That maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, basically, I am just sleep-deprived and stressed and doing all the moving, like, getting everything prepped. Here's the fun thing. So, the end of the month is Festival Friday.
Yep.
I'm performing a wedding on Festival Friday.
Oh, fun.
So, I basically need to move all of my stuff out of the house and then... probably Monday, move into a house. But Jessa also has school. So, yeah, I'm still trying to figure all of that out. Logistics are fun.
Yeah, that sounds no fun at all.
Yeah, no, not really. But I took the last week of September and the first week of October off, so I should be able to get everything done and figured out and all of that. So, but yeah, that's been pretty much my life for the past couple weeks.
It seems like enough.
Figuring it out and getting things moving.
Yeah. What about you, Salsa?
So I swallowed some swords and shit.
Yeah. That's, and shit? You swallowed that,
that's
shit?
That's about it.
Gross.
I probably yeah, his did, show is considering out there at Fest.
Well, yeah.
Labor Day weekend was rough. Toil and Tumble were not able to be out there the entire weekend, and so all of the special events were like, you're a guy who performs, come and take over their spot at all of the special events. So I did my show 9 times on Saturday, 7 on Sunday, and 7 times on Monday. So you throw Vill in there, and I did a fuckload of work.
Mm-hmm.
I was really tired, and my voice was suffering for it.
It was fun to have you in the line show. I enjoyed having you there. That's you
that was
fit
a lot
very
of fun.
Well there. Like, that's a good venue for you, I think.
I actually have been picked up by the Pig and Swig for the rest
oh,
of the
good,
run.
Oh, good, good, good. Because, nice. Yeah, that's another spot you'd fit very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That show fits very
did you do
well.
The beef stick bit for them?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. No, it was... They talked to Anita, and they were like, can we squeeze a little bit more blood out of this budget stone?
Yeah.
And hire one more act for the rest of the run, and they're like, yeah, we can do that.
Nice.
So
who books Pig and Swig now? Who's that?
That's the Naughty Body Brigade.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, they're a fucking hoot to work with.
Yeah.
They're delightful. That's awesome.
So they picked me up for the rest of the run, which is money in my pocket.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's I've been very busy, and I have been learning so much. I've been doing a stage act for the past, 12 years or something like that. And you learn about a lot about stagecraft and, performance doing a stage act like that. But street is a completely different
busking
ball
of wax. In the street is a different thing.
Like, yeah. There are a lot of, obviously, when you're in performance mode, a lot of it is the same. But there is also a level of intimacy. And at the beginning, I was just performing at them a lot. And after a while, just watching other entertainers like goddamn Ron Dini
so
doing
good.
His thing.
So good.
I swear, he doesn't yell or shout or like cajole people. He just like calmly walks around and just makes a comment here and a comment there. And the next thing you know, he's got 80
it's surgical
people.
Precision. It looks yeah. effortless because it looks like offhand comments, yeah. but he knows exactly the thing to say.
But including the crowd in the show a little bit more, instead of just talking at them and performing at them for, however long the show is, including them, making comments to them, if somebody says something or does something or shies away or something like that, recognizing that and talking about it and calling that out and really bringing the people, into the show.
Mm-hmm.
I've been learning so much, and I've grown as a performer in the past 4 weeks, like fucking leaps and bounds. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had some pretty good shows. Wise Fools has done, we're doing 3 shows on Witchwood plus the wine show and the occasional feast now. What do they call it now? Body Beer Show, what the smoker used to be.
Mm-hmm.
They finally told Fitz, like, you're paying 12 acts for a show that should do 3. Even when you sell out, we lose money. You need to not have so many.
Yeah.
And so it's down to just like 3 again, like it probably should always have been.
3
and,
or 4.
And no
yeah.
longer runs for 2.5 hours. So
yeah,
and we're totally fine.
And they also slashed his budget a bit. So.
Well, the thing is, I never knew what my budget was. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, well, how many people are going to have? And they'd be like, how many do you want? And he goes, oh. And he would just kind of pick people. And he just never, then no one said no, so he just kept adding more things he thought were cool. So he's like, I don't know what my budget was. Like, fuck it. If you told me, I could have planned. You know? And we were the most recent act to be added, so we had no problem with the idea. Yeah. Like, okay, we're, of course we'd be gone. You know, like, that makes perfect sense. But, so zero hard feelings there. Like, we love doing it. I will happily do it again someday.
Oh, indeed.
And, and my guess is someday we will. Mm-hmm. You know, but, so like, that's a drag. But, like, we picked up some other shows, other places, and it's been fun, like, learning. And we've started adding themes to our shows now. So in the last couple weekends, we went from just doing a show, you know, three times a day to going, okay, so our first show is our, like, Wizards and Whimsy show and ends with the Wizards Duel. And our second show is a We Vote 2, you know, our political show. And then our third show is the No Holds Barred. Get it? B-A-R-D. Barred.
Oh, no, you missed. You missed. There's two R's.
I don't understand.
There's two R's and an E.
It's, at any rate, it's our romance show. Which ends with a woo-off.
Gross.
So they're all, like, you know, 100% made up. We have slightly different themes that we sometimes stick to. The big difference you'll see is in the ending and the beginning. Because, like, for the... what we've started doing now for the political show is while we're busking... Or while we're doing the ballet out in the front, two people will be on stage and they'll be doing political ads, attack ads at each other. Just little 30-second
things.
Well,
and also throwing in a theme means you've got a little bit of material to work with.
Exactly.
And,
it gives you a starting point.
It gives you callbacks to go throughout the show.
And we've gotten much better at that this year, which has been fun. So, like, the political one, we'll do attack ads while we wait for the crowd to settle. So you have something to watch while you're getting seated.
Right.
And then for, like, the romance show, what we started doing as of last weekend, because I found one of those books from the Smutler up above Front Gate on Saturday. And it was like, what are this? Oh my god, it's one of those books where all the dirty pages are highlighted and the card is yet unopened, which means this one is addressed to me. So we kept it, and Andrea and I, who plays Q out there, walked around on site. She had Lord Faustus, and I had this, I think it's called The Chief or The Chieftain, and it's some like Scottish bullshit thing.
Yeah.
And so we walked around exchanging line for line in a conversation on street for like an hour. And so she'd be like, but what hell hath thou wrought with thy desire? And I'd be like, but what desire hath thou bodice wrought? You know, or whatever it might be for my thing.
Nice.
And we just went back and forth and back and forth. And every now and then we get around and be like, and what? Nope, can't say that. Because like the fourth word in the sentence was like cock. And I was like, nope, flip, flip, flip. But we just walked and we were like, this is really fucking fun. Nice. Oh my God, we're doing this to open our third show of the day. So now on the third show of the day, Andrea and I read the fucking dirty book. She reads, like, Faustus, I think she has, like, King Lear.
Yeah.
And so she's got that, and I've got the dirty fucking bodice ripper, and we just go back and forth.
A call and response.
Yep. And then on Sunday at 5, because we're all a little tired, it's like, let's do a three-way. So we had Molly with Faustus, Andrea with Lear, and me with the other one. All three of us had a conversation. And it is surprisingly easy to make random words, if you flip to a page in a book, sound roll dirty.
Oh, yeah.
If you just pick the right ones off the page you land on. So we've been having a fucking ball with that. And crowd's been very kind. Like, attentive, largish, and kind.
Cool.
And in the last couple of weeks, it's been a couple weeks, I ran into a few listeners, actually, over the course of the weeks. I had a couple people stop me and ask me for a sticker. Which, sadly, I think I'm out. I don't know if you guys have any hidden somewhere.
I don't think I have any either.
I think I'm completely out of stickers.
I bet I have one somewhere.
Yeah, I may have one.
Listeners, if you come over and help me pack,
there you go.
You might be able to find it.
But,
it's a scavenger hunt.
Yeah. Right?
I'll dig around and see if I can find any. I think we are full out.
I've got a bag of buttons.
Yeah, I've got some buttons, and buttons I can do relatively easily, but like stickers, I think we might be cashed. Yeah, so sorry for those of you that asked for stickers, I am fully out. And then there were other folks that we just bumped into that, you know, it was cool to see. So yeah, if you were one of those folks to stop by, I'm like, holy shit, hey, like, cool. There were a few of you, I'm sorry, I'm so goddamn tired, I don't remember any of your names right now.
I'm sorry I missed you, Jeff.
Jeff, yeah, I know, Jeff's always great to see you. That's one of the things I look forward to every year.
You missed the pack.
Yep.
What? Don't even remember what day you were out, but I'm sure. Like,
that was maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't remember. But Jeff, he always manages to see all of us by like hauling ass around sight.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And
I think he said he missed you this year. He didn't quite get the trifecta.
He did.
Yeah. No, I remember now. Yeah.
But that's always cool. So you know, for those folks that are local or local enough to come to our festival and come say hi, thank you for that. That's fucking rad. Yeah. It's always super fun to meet you guys. Whether we've talked to you online or have never met you before and had no idea you were a listener until you said it, like, we appreciate it always. That's very cool. God, my brain is not working. anything else dope that's happened?
Fearless had an outing at
Festival. Right. That was fucking cool.
I didn't get to do any of it.
I mean, I just I let them do me. Well, I mean, like, they, we were on the schedule. They did as, like, come see our show. I mean, yeah,
Angela did me twice.
Yeah. She's the best. Could you ask for a better person in your audience?
Oh my God,
it is the greatest. Fantastic. Megan was just like, I feel like I could hang out with Angela forever. I'm like, I feel like you understand Angela.
Yeah.
She is the coolest.
Angela,
I don't think
is...
she's ever actually met her. She's just like seen her now out at Fest and stuff. And I was like, oh yeah.
Angela is definitely one of my favorite people on the
planet. She's fucking the most adorable person.
She's wonderful.
Just a wicked ball of enthusiasm. And I got to watch her.
Ball of enthusiasm.
Yeah, I got to watch her watch Salsa do his shtick.
Okay.
And you know, I already have trouble with it, and like watching her be like, "Oh my god!" and just be like, and it's just like, like I was less grossed out because I was so busy watching her being grossed out. It was like so fucking cool.
I have a thing.
Okay.
Did you swallow some swords and shit?
So Fearless Comedy Productions is doing another Mystery Lodge show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are.
This one is Murder at Mystery Lodge.
Ooh. Up the ante.
Mm-hmm.
So up yours.
And one of the three of us has been cast in that.
Not it.
Not it.
It's me.
Yay! Salsa's turning the lodge into a franchise.
Yeah. I will have originated two of the Mystery Lodge characters at this point.
I was super excited when you told me, and I was talking to Jim about it, and he was telling me who else was in it. I was super excited about that. And then I found out the first performance is a night I have a show, so I can't see it.
Aww.
So I'm bummed. Aww. Although I was going to see it,
probably the only performance.
Yeah. Well, it's the only one I've scheduled yet. But like,
yeah, well, true.
Mystery came up three times real quick, so like, I wouldn't be surprised if this comes back real fast too. It's just the one that I know I could for sure. Yeah. Like, okay, this would be the one to see. I can't.
The original.
Yeah.
Production October 29th in Trago, Wisconsin, at the Heartwood.
Yep. Heartwood Convention Center and Lodge Center. Or whatever.
So get
same place we did
Mystery
Lodge. But yeah,
That's going to be a lot of fun because we get to kill somebody.
It's a really
need to figure out who's
a really fun room. The staff there is really great.
Are they going to kill you, Salsa? Because I'm totally in.
I cannot confirm nor deny who dies and who does it.
Yep.
But
mostly because the script hasn't been written yet.
Yeah, I won't be there for this.
Can they kill you anyway?
Yes.
I mean, yes.
Because I won't be there because I'll be doing Masquerade at Bernard's.
Yep.
Because there's so much goddamn Fearless shit happening this fall
that
we are overlapping with shit. Fuck, some of our Fearless folk I just saw posting today got cast in Klingon Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Like, then there's John and Susie's show. There's all the shit surrounding Duck Show at the Phoenix. Like, if you are in the neighborhood and you want to see anybody we've ever mentioned on the show perform, in the next 3 months, you can. Because they will all be doing something.
So that is a thing that I did over the past 2 weeks.
What's that?
I helped cast Klingon Christmas Carol.
What?
So I'm the violence coordinator.
I was just going to say, you're the knifey stabby.
Yeah, I'm the knifey
stabby.
Also
really
boss.
Good with violas.
Violin.
Oh my god. Why?
I'm just going to quietly sit over here.
Let
the misery wash over me.
I'm just going to quietly sing Lagwagon songs in the background.
Okay, so anyway.
I haven't heard Lagwagons in high school.
last Thursday we had callbacks. For Klingon Christmas Carol, which means we broke everybody up into groups. And they'd spend 15 minutes with me doing movement stuff. They'd spend 15 minutes with the language people learning Klingon. And they spent 15 minutes with Tim doing whatever it is that Tim Uren does. Some kind of directory shit.
Some kind of magic.
You know, like probably reads or whatever. He did something boss-like.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I had people doing movement with me. And one of the things that I did was I taught them some footwork. So there's a pass forward, a pass back, advance, and retreat. So I'd teach them those four. And then I'd kind of run some drills and just shout at them, pass forward, pass back, pass forward, advance, advance, retreat. And then I had them all do it like Klingons. I was like, all right, now we're Klingons, and we have these big movements, and you know, people got really shouty and into it. I'd be like, okay, so we're going to do it like this. Pass forward, pass back, pass forward, advance, advance, retreat. Klingons never retreat! And it became Simon Says.
That's pretty funny.
It was so fantastic. I
was actually going to make a comment about Klingons retreating, but then my wife came in.
Klingons never retreat. So I've decided that the choreo for the show is not going to have any retreats whatsoever.
I like that idea.
Right?
That's super fun.
It's kind of a...
And on point!
Personal challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. So we got Klingon Christmas Carol cast. Did you just kiss him and then cough?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I just wanted to make sure that... that reminds me.
Speaking of fun stories, it was your mom, often referred to as mother-in-law on this show, who, I think it was 2 weekends ago, as I was staying on the bridge before festival opened, a couple came by with like a little French bulldog. I was like, can I pet your dog? And they're like, sure. And so I get down on all fours, and I'm like, blah, 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 and I was rolling my back, and let the dog just totally just... Blah, 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 and the dog's just licking over the face, and he's like, ew, gross. And I'm like, no, it's fine. Blah, 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 blah. And then the dog and the owners walk 20 feet to where your mom is sitting on a rock, mm-hmm. doing her, like, cross-stitching or whatever she does. Mm-hmm. And the dog goes... and yaks. And she's like, that guy's face just made your dog throw up. I'm like,
fair, yes.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me of that because I'd forgotten.
People are like, oh god, that's so gross for the dog.
Yep,
it was, I'm here to help.
It was pretty good. That was pretty fun.
Awesome.
So that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
No, it's
otherwise,
been
I'm really excited.
That's fair. Oh, no, we've had this. Yeah, I realize it's been like a couple of weeks, and you think we'd have a ton to talk about, and like on some level, sure. Yeah. There's a million festival stories, but at the end of the day, like, they're very blurry, and mostly we're just exhausted.
I mean, I've got a few highlights.
Do one. We've got some time while Sals is gone. Pick a highlight. What was the thing that was fun?
Okay, so, I got applause for belching out at festival Sunday. Oh my god, that was fantastic. Like, I had a lot of soda, because I was trying to keep going.
Yeah. I was alternating this whole last weekend with,
caffeine.
Like, mug of water, mug of caffeine, mug of water, mug of caffeine, because I wanted to make sure I didn't dehydrate, but I also was like, I'm going to fall asleep.
I'll tell you what, True Stone has really gotten me through
that
the
is
past
true.
Couple
yeah.
weekends. Holy shit.
It is the best.
Like, the girls actually tease me about, like, I'll bring up my bottles, and I've just got them lined up on my dressing table.
Yep.
And I'm like, all right, crack.
Yep.
Let's get this day started.
It's time to go.
But yeah, sometimes you need something a bit more chuggable.
Yeah. Because it's one thing to have, like, a good cold press and, like, drink it over the course of a few minutes while you're getting ready or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you're going to wander in the hot sun, you don't want your cold... It's going to get warm and gross. Like, that's not...
it's going to get...
I will waste a soda. I will not waste a cold press
right,
that way.
There you go.
You know.
Anyway, so I'd been chugging a lot of soda, and I was, like, kind of running up the path a bit, and it was all like, I'm going to burp. And you get, like, patrons in waves.
Yeah.
So this
they're like
of,
the tide.
Yeah, this wave of patrons is coming, you know, at me. And I hold up a finger, and then I belch. And it's loud and low and long. And I'm a very petite woman, so it was extra impressive, I think, coming from the sexy belly dancer. And then, so I did that, and then I curtsied and said, I'm pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then they clapped.
Nice.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Awesome.
Now I need to get hat pass for belching.
That's true.
Because fuck yeah.
Two things that we're just doing quick fest highlights before we move on. Two things I did that were delightful. Salsa was involved in one, or I should say Casimir was, which was Kevin Caulfield.
Cashmere?
Friend of many who work at fest, owner of Pottery Booth Extraordinaire.
Oh, yeah.
Was gone all weekend.
This was delightful.
For like an in-law's wedding or something. And
he was out of the country.
He's in the Philippines, or he's back now, I think, but he was in the Philippines. And so he left Ethel from Vill, or Lori, our friend, in the shop in charge and with other people we know. I think Tits was working, some guy, Jeff or Jason or something. Yeah. I don't know. But so, of course, I was like, well, we're going to go break pottery.
Yeah.
And he was like, hell yeah. And then the other half of people went, wait, what? Because not everybody knows that, like, there's just old pottery behind the booth.
Yeah,
and so
Caulfield doesn't. Some people will rework their clay and make it malleable again. Caulfield's like props.
Yeah, he just knows, like, this will get broken by someone else, and that will draw attention to my shop, which is better.
Yep.
And so we got up there, and it was like five of us. I think it was myself, Salsa, Young Eric, Nathan, and Andrea.
Yep.
And Ethel taped the whole thing on her phone, so yep. You can find that on like our Facebook. But yeah, it was just us going out with each of us holding an item of pottery that looks indistinguishable from all the other pottery.
Had a couple jugs and a couple like vases
and a big platter.
And Nate had a huge platter, like one of these
serving platter,
serving
like
platter, like
yeah.
You know, over a foot in yeah. diameter, just giant plate.
And I step forward, I'm talking about the extolling the virtues of this thing I'm holding, and then I fumble it, and it lands on the flagstones and bounces. And I'm like, motherfuck, I have one job. You know, and I'm like, behold the durability of said pottery. In fact, you can, as hard as you like, ksh, finally. And then, like, you know, then, like,
Eric stepped forward Eric and said his. Something about his and drops it, and I step forward and I go, it's okay, mine's still okay, and I trip, and mine smashes.
Your fumble on that video was pretty fantastic.
It was pretty good.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That was a juggler fumble.
It was a juggler fumble. It was great.
Yep. I don't know what that means, but thank you.
That means you know how to drop it in an
controlled,
amazing way.
Controlled, funny.
Yeah, it's, like, controlled.
And then, like, Andrea breaks hers and then picks it up and talks about how much is left and then breaks it. And then we start talking about how much is left as a discount.
Yep.
And then Nathan,
the whole time he's been standing back
platter.
There, he hasn't said a word this whole time. He's just been
and
quietly
all of us are trying to sell you pottery.
Yeah. Whole time he's been standing back there just quiet. And suddenly he steps up and he screams, I hate pottery! And he smashes the plate.
Just
down
like the
on
Hulk
the
smashes the fucking plate.
And then he
like,
goes, ah!
That's pretty definitive.
It was just like.
And the video cuts off right before we found the new game because we all kind of peter out and look at each other like, what do we do?
Yeah.
And what happened just after the video cuts is us going, ceramic puzzles. Ceramic 3D puzzles. Who wants
oh
a puzzle?
Oh my god.
And we
yes.
sold puzzles for a couple minutes right after
yeah.
the video cuts
nice.
Off.
Ceramic
3D to find
puzzles,
the new game.
Yeah.
And it was really, really fun.
Ceramic 3D puzzles, 5% off.
It was all. And what I love about that video is you see the five of us smashing a bunch of pottery and some people walking by. What you don't see is what, 70 people, assholes puckered behind that camera, where. And then as we kept doing, she's like. And I forget who it was, Tits or whoever's in the shop going, why are they breaking all your stuff? Like, people being like roll upset. Yeah. And then being like,
well, and then Ethel's like, who's going to clean this up? And it's like, it's your shop.
Yeah, and then Andrew goes, oh, we're artists. Just like, nope. So,
oh my God, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was
my
really
favorite part of that thing is what you cannot see in the video, and most people didn't know, is our boss was in the back of that booth.
About 10 feet behind us.
Laughing
cackling.
His ass off.
Yeah.
Yep. The managing director of the entire festival was back there pointing out which pieces of pottery to use.
Yep.
And I mentioned later, anytime you have sanctioned vandalism in your job,
you're doing well.
You're,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
One other thing from Fest, and then I'll be done so we can kind of move out of the intro part here. Favorite joke I heard at Fest. I heard a lot of good jokes mm-hmm. these last couple weeks. But the favorite one was from one of the noobs, one of the rookies. There's a guy named Eric who was part of the Groundlings.
Yeah.
Which is,
God, the Groundlings are amazing.
They're fucking everywhere. They're the hardest working group in show business this year.
Doing it wrong.
But it's a bunch of new folks, and Tanya is kind of the older person
yep.
who's been around.
The veteran, yeah.
And the idea being that like they're kind of on call. Like they have a radio yeah. where it's like, we need entertainers here.
They don't actually
stat.
Have a radio.
That's the idea. Yeah. They don't, yeah. But like, I think because they're doing enough
yeah.
that they don't. But like the idea was that like if we need people, these five or six will show up and just rock it.
Yeah.
And so I've been hanging out with them because they happen to all be tenting next to me and I got to know all the new folks and whatever, and it's been really cool. And so after the end of the day one day, we got like the heads up like, hey, there's some leftover food over here.
Yeah.
If you want to swing by there, go get that. And we're like, okay, cool. So we're all sitting around having a drink, eating some food. And Eric, one of the groundlings, who I've talked to for like now 4 weekends, just kind of goes, Matt. I go, what? He goes, your knuckle tattoos make you very approachable. It's like,
oh my God.
Thanks, buddy. Because like, I had that good like moment of watching him like kind of like drunk look at me for a little bit. Like he's trying to like get the words right in his head. And I was like, you know what? You win, buddy.
Keep going.
That was pretty much the cutest thing I've heard in ages. So delightful. So thank you for that.
The one moment that I had that was a lot of fun was
it was on Sunday, and Nate and Eric and I were on the bridge outside. And I had actually two stories, I suppose. We met this wonderful woman as she was waiting for her escort. Because apparently she had been at festival last year and had gotten lost and had had a panic attack. Yeah. And apparently a very nice Viking helped her out and calmed her down and helped her figure out where she was going.
Can I pause for a second?
You may.
You can tell we're not a historically accurate festival because we have a very nice Viking. Nice Viking.
But she was waiting for her her escort to show up. And we got to talking, and she just turned out to be one of those extremely personable people that you just, like, have a conversation with, and you're awesome.
And I talked to both Eric and Nathan about her, too.
Yeah.
And they were like, it was fucking great. We had so much fun. Like, everybody had the same impression.
In that 5-minute conversation that we had with her, it was just, like, instant, just friends, basically. And I did run into her a couple times. I ran into her at Ville, and then once just before another one of my shows, and every time it was just like, hey, and, you know, hugs, and how's things going, everything's good, blah, blah, blah. But the other thing is, after Eric and Nate left to go do you guys' show, I was just out there on the bridge by myself.
Oh.
And so I stood there for a couple minutes just kind of greeting people, and then I looked up, and there's a tree on both ends of the bridge. And so I stood up I climbed up on top of the railing and got to one end. And the lowest branch of that tree with me standing on the railing comes to about my shoulders. So I'm clearly visible. And I'm peeking at people through the tree branches, pretending that I'm completely hidden and they can't see me.
You're a little kid, cover my eyes and you can't see me.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm doing the full David Attenborough, you know, the patron in their natural habitat. Crikey, I think I've been spotted. And, you know, somebody would look at me and I would duck behind the branch and stuff like that. And that's all I did for like 10 minutes as people were walking by. Yeah. And just had people losing their shit. It was so much fun.
My best bit from the gate in the last couple of weeks, I think, I did the whole like chasing a frog thing and the whatever, but the one that made me laugh the hardest because it was so unexpected and made Taffy almost fall off the thing was I made this whole show of climbing up onto the railing to get next to him, and it was, so I'm wobbling all over back and forth, and I finally get up and I go, hey! And he goes, very good. What's the next one?
What comes after A?
And I went, you guys. And he damn near fell off into the water. And Angus is sitting on a rock fucking losing it. Everyone's like watching is losing it. All the patrons just fucking buckle over.
It was
like,
on the other side. It was me and Nate and Eric. And I think Andy might have been there too. We're all losing our minds.
And I was like, thank you, brain.
It was just,
you've done your good work for this year. Like, it was the perfect moment. It was just like, oh, that wasn't even, I'm not funny enough to have said that, but no, I'm super but glad I did. So, it was fun. So, all right, let's take a break.
Yep.
Because we are tired already, and we will be back in a minute.
With more scotch.
What scotch?
What?
If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on aonpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Oh, hello. We are back. And is accent day.
Is always accent day.
Is accent day.
Is accent day.
Is accent day.
You know why is accent day?
Why is accent thing?
Because, as we found out during break, is episode 300.
Is final episode of season 3.
Hey!
Wait, or is it first episode of season 4?
Who can tell? Gregorian calendar is bullshit. Most of what we are saying is, thank you for letting us get to this point of stupid. Also, sorry for not noticing.
Look, when you've been doing it this long.
I'm telling you what, they all feel the same. I'm chafed.
Whoa. Wow. You know, a little baby powder might help. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, give a courtesy spit or something.
Right? No, in all honesty, I was really surprised to be like, as I was saving the file for the last chunk, going, oh shit, this is episode 300. Yep. Did not realize, because like, we noticed the last one.
They start to blend together.
They do. But it is worth noting, I think, that this is the longest I've worked, I think, contiguously on a creative project.
On anything ever?
Also your relationships?
Also longer than any relationship I've ever had. Like, it's wow. Fucking amazing. And so, but, you know, to point out why that matters.
See, if you had just gay married me, you would have had a long relationship.
It's true. But to point out why that matters is that I truly believe that had I not done this, I would not be doing all the shit you hear us talk about. Because this...
I 100% agree.
This gives me a place to... practice and exercise being on stage, on mic, in character.
Well, some of the ideas exchanged.
Exactly. And it's the fact that, like, the people we've met, mm-hmm. and the opportunities created, yeah. and the listeners we've talked to, and the encouragement we've gotten. Like, there are a ton of things here that I truly do believe that, like, no matter how far afield what I might be doing right now is, or seems to be from this podcast... I do not think I would be there right now without this. I do think this was that first step where you go, oh, because of this, I met X number of people and did X number of things. And because of those, mm-hmm. now I had X times two. And because of those, got to X meet, times, you know what I mean?
Got to meet Toussaint Morrison.
Yeah. You know, got MC to talk to, like, Chris Jones. MC Front a lot. Chris, you know, Jones. Joe Scrimshaw, like, fucking...
Oh, shoot, what's his name? The MST3K guy, Kevin Murphy.
Yeah, all these people that, like, have become folks that are somehow in our orbit now. And as we have worked our way out toward doing more and more things, it's like, oh, shit, some of this stuff seems imminently more reachable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the reason that stuff seems reachable is because we have an audience of people that listen and care and interact.
It's, you know? That, like, with Toussaint, for example, you know, it would normally be, well, here's that guy over there who I'm a fan of, and I'm just going to sit over here. And now it's, I'm going to go talk to that guy, and mm-hmm. and because he's a guy who has also interesting things to say.
Yeah.
So,
to me, like, there are two things that matter. One is that we just did it; we stuck with it, which I think is the big thing. That I, mm-hmm. and if you've ever talked to me about podcasting, and a lot of you have, trust me, that is one of the things I preach. And the other side of it is that you get a reason to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just go see...
It's an excuse.
...your favorite musician or artist or actor or whatever. You go, hey, let's talk and help you pimp your shit or whatever. And so, yeah, like, and because we get to have those conversations, because without this podcast, we would not have had those conversations, and we would not have learned those things we learned from those conversations, and we would not maybe have been in the same position. So, you know, we didn't do a big, holy shit, it's episode 300, blah, blah, blah episode, but... It's worth noting and saying thank you.
We're still waiting to meet you, Katie. Come on,
yeah,
seriously.
To be fair, I really was hoping that Katie Breckenridge would be the big reveal in episode 300, but apparently she needs to up her game or down her game because she's in Australia. I don't know how that works, the gravity. But anyway.
Counterclockwise instead of clockwise?
Oh, no, that's toilets, dude.
Your game needs to go in the opposite direction as ours.
Fix your game. Anyway. But seriously, at the end of the day... thanks for the fact that anyone gives a shit and listens to this. We mm-hmm. all appreciate that. As we've always said, we'll keep doing it as long as we have fun. And if it's never not fun, we'll stop. But we are lucky enough that it is fun and people listen. And we are extra, extra lucky that the people that listen are fucking cool.
Yeah.
So thank you for being cool. So I appreciate that. That said, should we move into the regular bits of the program?
Yes.
By which I mean, what am I drinking?
We are drinking more scotch, because that's what CD Scotchbringer brings us, is scotch.
I don't understand.
When a man and a woman love each other, they have a whole shit ton of sex.
That's super sexist.
And when they're all sloppy and just semen just covering every surface in their bedroom, they realize they're thirsty. And so they reach for a nice bottle of Highland Park single malt scotch whiskey, aged 15 years.
I like how that leads in. Mm-hmm. So far, good.
A smooth, easy-to-drink single malt with a luxuriously light floral flavor and a gentle smoky finish. Highland Park single malt scotch whiskey.
All right, let's
get some. It's distilled in Kirkwall.
Goddamn. All right, well, let's see how this stacks up. Ready?
All right.
Oh, that's delightful.
That is really good. Mm. I might like that better than the first. Oh, ooh, peatier.
Oh, yeah, there's a smoky after finish.
There is something about this one that I'm not a fan of.
Oh?
No, I can see that.
Really? I'm thoroughly enjoying this one.
I'm pretty happy with this.
It's
the finish is a lot stronger than the last one.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
The other one was very. The other one apparently was aged in sherry casks, so it had more of a caramely, winey taste. Whereas this has a peaty smokiness to it.
You are eminently winey.
You know, I love peaty smoky, but this is just there's not something about the balance is off for me.
Okay, fair enough. All right, hey guys, it's
That's
late.
Fine.
No, oh, sure.
I jumped the gun. Sorry.
Here's the problem.
Damn it, Salsa.
No, here's the thing. I was on the same page, and then I realized I didn't quite have the wherewithal to get through a Fast Five.
Oh.
And I was like, what could fix that?
Okay.
What could possibly give me the energy?
Something, a little boost.
A little, perhaps. That's what I'm saying.
A
nudge.
A true boost.
Yes.
Of energy.
Yeah, something that will not let me down in the 0 hour. I feel like that. Do you know what I mean?
I think so.
I feel like that's what's necessary. Okay, now I'm just spitballing here, so call me crazy if you must.
You're crazy.
But I feel like the ideal thing to do right now.
Cocaine.
No. Again, not stupid.
Oh.
Just tired.
Oh.
Trust me, the line is getting thinner and thinner between those two.
Meth?
Well, no, here's what I'd like to do. Tell you what. Here's the thing. What if I was like, I wanted to continue in the show, but I had my kids taken away?
Oh,
true stone coffee, yeah. Right? Coffee. See, yeah. It becomes obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope they don't mind that.
What are you talking about? That's the best advertisement ever.
And to be fair, I want
to stay legal. Do true stone.
If you want to stay awake and keep your kids, true stone
coffee.
Yeah.
No, and you know, I hope they love that we have fun with this because we love having fun with this. And the reason we do that is because we actually do enjoy the product.
Getting back to people we've had the chance to meet because
Agreed.
Of the show.
Because if this was something we didn't give a fuck about, we would be reading the exact same script every week. And if you've ever listened to an episode of this, you know for damn sure we are not reading a script when we talk about True Stone. What we do is go, one of us decides to start talking about True Stone. The three of us gradually recognize that now is apparently the time to talk about True Stone. And then we all just get enthusiastic and talk about True Stone because it's fucking good.
Because we genuinely get enthusiastic about
True
Stone.
They're that good. And so look, here's the thing. If you listen to our podcast, you're a certain kind of individual. Now, I'm not some math magician. I'm just saying.
We're not going to pigeonhole you as to what kind of individual you are.
But
you are
statistics show
a kind of individual.
The odds are you're the type of folk who likes listening to inane banter, who probably occasionally drinks a stupid cocktail, and more than likely occasionally needs a little boost in the morning to get going.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe in the afternoon. Maybe you've had a long day in the afternoon, need a little boost.
Or if you're working overnights, evening.
Our listeners are the target market for True Stone Coffee.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Now, the reason for that, of course, is that it is delicious.
And it's freshly roasted.
Locally sourced, if you happen to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Far away sourced. Here's the thing about that. You know what's best about it? Sourced by people who care. Doesn't matter if they're close to you or far away from you. The fact is, they're busting their asses to get the best coffee
possible.
They give
more of a shit about coffee than I do my normal job.
They give more shit about coffee than we do
about
this goddamn
kids.
Show.
Probably, yeah. No, that's
Hey, you guys, did you realize we're on episode 300?
Just now. No,
I just show up and say dick jokes into the microphone. These guys give a shit about
they really
coffee.
Do.
Yeah.
If you were lucky enough to have been at Convergence and gone to the Fearless Party Room, you might have met some of their representatives dealing out coffee, by which I mean on the free for the folks that need it. These are people doing the work that needed to be done to make sure that the shenanigans could occur yet again.
Mm-hmm.
These are the very same people who have offered discount codes. If you want to get yourself some coffee for a discount, you go to ChooseStoneCoffee.com, use the promo code APROPOS. Mm-hmm. Or, if you're Jenna,
Apropos.
Here's the thing. They're spelled the same. That's fine. And the point is, they're supporting us and other local artists with a discount code. So if you like coffee, get your coffee delivered to your door, get it cheaper, and get it way, way better
than
you can get at the grocery store or Starbucks.
But Matt,
what's that?
What if I don't have a coffee grinder at home?
Then you, my friend, are in luck. You can get your beans sent to you ground. That is fair, but that is boring.
Mm-hmm.
What I think you probably need... It's some cold press.
You need a bottle of cold press.
I really feel like, okay, tell you what.
Buy a flat of that and you will never regret
it. A certain percentage of the people listening to me right now are going, hey, look, I'm busy. I work. I do things after work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm tired. I get up early. I have children or other obligations that are my
Frankly, I am too tired in the fact, morning.
I have no time to brew your fancy coffee, much less grind your fancy coffee. And to you say, one, that sucks, bro. That sounds awful. But two, I think we can help.
Bottle of cold press.
I think we can help with the help of True Stone Coffee, and that is the bottle of cold press.
12-ounce bottles of coffee goodness.
Let's take a quick poll in the room.
Yeah.
Let's assume you are someone who has no time to make coffee.
Okay.
You have to get up early. You're tired all the time. What are you probably drinking? If it's not True Stone cold press.
If it's not True Stone cold press.
What are you drinking if it's not that? You don't have time to make coffee.
Despair.
Despair is probably likely. What do you think,
Yeah,
Jen?
No, I don't. I think I would just grog through it.
Like, I think, yeah, you might just dare the dog. Mm-hmm. And worst case scenario, energy drink.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I've done it.
Those like, we've all done things we're not proud of. I'm just saying.
Sometimes this show.
This is your chance to avoid despair, hair of the dog, and energy drink. And have something that will both be delicious and actually keep you going through the day. So look, even if you don't want to have the time or take the time to make the freshly ground beans to make yourself some delicious coffee from True Stone, order yourself some fucking cold press in the bottles. And you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
You're good to go.
And coffee.
By the way, one of the few bottles with a lifter that you'll have to open that you won't get pulled over for opening in your van.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Fucking dope. I'm just saying, that is amazing. Not just because it works, but because it's delicious.
It is genuinely delicious.
It is really
like,
good.
Talking about how...
I was like, oh, just getting 4 shots of espresso. And I was like, that tastes like ass. But it works. Well, just why not
talking,
you like?
Talking to... Not even talking directly to them. Hearing them talk to other people at Convergence about their cold press.
So passionate.
It was like, they were like... You know, most coffee is brewed at this temperature for this long, and this cold press is brewed at this temperature for this long. And it was like 48 degrees, not 50 degrees, not 46, 48 degrees or something like that. I'm probably saying all the numbers wrong.
No, we're
like
paraphrasing. They knew.
Very specifically exactly the temperature of water for how long a period of time at what how finely or coarsely ground the coffee bean. Like, they had everything down to a fucking science. Like, Jesus Christ. These guys, holy shit, they care.
I mean, that's the thing. It's they're not just roasters, they're artists.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, one more time. If you want to get in on this action.
And you do.
And you do. True Stone Coffee. Go to their website.
TrueStoneCoffee.com.
Pick your coffee like.
TrueStoneCoffeeRoasters.com?
Google it.
All right.
Go to their website. Roasters. Pick your beans, and they have so many different varieties, and they'll tell you what's good. Pick the kind of beans you want. Pick the cold stone, or cold press you want. You know what? Fucking do a little of both.
TrueStoneCoffee.com.
I can't complain. I think the idea of like going, hey, you know what? Maybe I want some hot coffee in the morning, maybe I want some cool coffee in the afternoon. Pick one or both or either, etc. However, when you order, do us a favor and use the promo code APROPOS or APROPOS. Not so much because it benefits us, because it shows them it is worth supporting small local theater type folks like us.
But it does benefit us, but it also benefits you.
Yeah. It benefits us because we get to keep drinking free coffee.
And it benefits you because you get a discount.
You get a discount. But overall, I love the idea of showing someone that it's worth taking a chance on smaller endeavors like ourselves and the other folks like us. So, hey, support them. Moving on from our plug, I feel like it is time to go to a Fast Five.
Fast Five!
Fast Five.
So I'm jumping around a little bit because I was like, who do I think might be interesting to talk to for episode 300's Fast Five? And I found one from Q-Tip from June 27th, 2013. Q-Tip, fellow vilifier, fellow Rennie. I think one of the funniest people walking the earth and also a fucking weirdo. So we'll see how this goes.
That guy.
So, question one. Cat or dog?
Cat.
Dog.
I think the meat is going to be more tasty.
Cat, because they take care of themselves. I ain't got time for that dog.
It's true. However, dog is less vindictive, and I like that.
Oh, no. I mean, but cats are more vindictive, so I feel like I relate.
Mm. Question two, revolver or automatic?
Revolver.
Why?
Something classy about it. So the aesthetic of it.
Yeah, I've got like a weird sappy bit of loving that, and also being raised with video games where if you hit right, you only need one revolver shot, but you need three automatic.
Well, the
shots.
Thing is, the thing with an automatic is all you get is a ch-ch-ch. With a revolver, you get.
Which is pretty dope.
And nothing. That
what is
sound
it on
of
a romantic
the,
level.
The
revolver.
Sound of the spinning barrel.
Just. Jenna?
I'm going to go automatic. I love them in video games.
Sure. Question three: spring rolls or egg rolls? Egg rolls in a heartbeat. So good.
So what's the difference?
Egg rolls.
You don't have to do. Oh.
What?
That's really?
Egg rolls are fried.
Egg rolls are like the wrap.
Oh, spring rolls are not fried?
Yeah, they're like the clearish
like
ones.
The clearish
is it egg roll?
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. Anything from a Chinese restaurant that's kind of oblong and dick shaped, I'll eat. Like, whatever. I don't care what
you
it's
heard
called.
It here first, folks.
I was about to say, what about.
But egg roll.
Question four.
Never mind.
Power or money?
Power.
I almost wonder how much it matters. Yes. I feel like the one begets the other.
Usually.
It does. There is a correlation, but it is not necessarily a
but
direct
you know
correlation.
What? I'm a completionist.
Okay.
And absolute power corrupts absolutely.
And
so,
therefore,
yeah.
I'm going to go power. Money because I feel like if you're using power to make money, you have to remain active. If you suddenly have money, you could just fuck off and invest it wisely and never really do anything you don't want to do ever again. I like that.
I'd get bored.
No, I'm not saying do nothing. I'm saying do whatever you feel like, but never have to worry.
Yeah, but money, as far as I'm concerned, money is just a way of keeping score, and I don't care about the score.
Right, no, but that's what I'm saying.
Well, power,
if you
power
give me
is,
enough money where all my bills are paid forever, now I do any show I want, and
but,
I start new
but
shows.
But power means you can actually just like keep doing stuff.
Yeah, I don't need that shit. I just want to be able to do what I would do without money.
But I just get bored.
Oh.
If I had money, I would just slack off all the time and hate myself.
Oh, I can't imagine slacking off.
I would just hate myself because I was slacking off. So I know that about me, though.
Sure,
I know that if I had money, I would start to just be lazy, and I would hate every minute of that fact.
No, I get that.
Much
I
like somebody who overeats because they're sad. They hate themselves for doing it, but they do it. Yeah. And that's what happens if I had money, is I would get lazy, and I would hate myself for
it. I can't picture not doing stuff. And it could be wrong, because if it happened, we'll never know until we're tested. Yeah. But, like, for me, that would never be an issue. At least that's an issue I prepare for. Mm. Finally, poop or fart?
Poop?
Mm.
Much more satisying.
I was just going to say.
Fart's
the funny one to do in a revolving door, which I try to do every day at work.
But taking a nice shit. Oh,
yeah, but a so fart glorious. Is the ultimate in joke. As said by Bill Young, nothing is funnier than a fart.
Not wrong.
Go ahead. Argue with a dead man. Come on.
Yeah.
I win.
It's hard to argue with that.
Spencer said.
Tricky. All right. Question one. Cat or dog? What do we all say?
Cat.
All right.
I think you said dog.
I said dog.
More
yeah,
tender
sure.
meat
because... Fucking cats are stupid.
Well, yeah.
Hang on. Sorry. Waiting for website. It's your internet. Shut the fuck up.
It's true. Your internet is extra shitty tonight.
Yep. All right.
That's probably because my wife is watching Netflix.
Cat or dog? Which is inherently funnier?
Inherently funnier?
I'm going to go dog. Dogs are stupider.
Dog.
Because everybody knows how to dog. Cats don't know how to dog.
Yes.
Next one, revolver or automatic? I went revolver.
I went automatic because video games.
Which is the cooler door?
Oh.
Revolving door because you can
revolving
fart.
Revolving door.
You can fart.
Totally.
Yeah. Yep. Totally fart.
Yeah.
Question three. What?
The automatic revolving door.
Spring rolls or egg rolls? Okay, so that's just wish you like better.
Yeah, egg rolls.
Egg rolls
are so good.
I just had an egg roll on the way over, you guys.
So good. Basically, put an egg on that.
Question four, power or money? Would you rather win the lottery or become president and actually be able to change things?
Win the lottery.
Lottery.
I would probably be president.
Because president sounds like a fucking lot of work. Your day is not your own.
Yeah, but have you met me?
I have. And the thing is you still need... The amount of compromise and wheeling and dealing and having to watch what you say...
No, I think that's the caveat that says, assume you get things done. So assume that whatever you're trying to push through maybe happened. But still...
But as the president, you just... No.
I feel like an eccentric billionaire...
I watch The West Wing. That shit's hard work.
And
whereas
fake.
An eccentric billionaire, I can make just a house with, you know...
I'd rather Howard use it.
Yeah. Or House on the Rocket.
Or better yet, Bill Gates it and just, like, you know, cure malaria. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Like,
no big deal.
Cool. Yeah. Hmm. All right, final.
I think the eccentric billionaire is my destiny. Cooper Fart.
Cooper Fart. Fart.
Granted that it was insanely massive / horrendous.
It horrendous. Was what?
Granted that it was insanely massive / horrendous. Which is funnier to describe? A massive poop or a massive fart?
To describe poop?
A fart, because you generally share that with a room.
I really do.
As opposed to a poop.
I'm going
to
lean towards fart on this one. I'm going to lean away from but into this fart. Am I right?
Gross.
I fart a lot.
You really
do. Yeah, but I feel like you have more descriptive range with a poop.
I feel like a poop's a harder sell.
It's a harder sell. Also, like... You don't really get to share the experience of a poop with other people.
You you have not experienced James's crap chats, have you?
No, and I'm really scared that having said that, I'm now going to experience James's crap chats.
Hey, James.
I'm not sure how to unsubscribe. Well,
are you on Snapchat?
God damn it. No, I'm not.
Then you have nothing to worry about.
Ha ha! Victory is mine.
But you should all subscribe to James's crap chats, because I won't.
that's fair, actually.
Wow.
Well done.
Yep.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Wow. All right. We've reached the point in the show. Where we should say goodbye.
Aww.
And plug things?
I'll be eating swords and shit.
Oh, holy shit.
Talk that shit up.
I actually have a thing to plug. Next Thursday, the 22nd. I can't remember where it's at. Oh, shit. I have to find this. Hold on. Dude, plug something.
While she's doing that, Mystery at Mystery Lodge is October 29th.
Murder?
Murder at Mystery Lodge is October 29th, Otrego, Wisconsin, at the Heartwood Convention Center. And I am in it, and you should go watch it, because it's going to be funny as shit.
As of this last Saturday, as in a couple days ago, tickets are now on sale for the Twin Cities Horror Festival.
Oh my god, I'm going to be in that.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, you will see many faces you will recognize performing. Horror Show Hot Dog will be doing our short film festival again. You guys, we have some really sick shit that we have access to that has not been shown literally anywhere yet.
Cool.
We get to premiere like multiple things this year. It's going to be really, really fun. It's going to be fun. It's going to be so cool.
I don't remember the dates or anything like that, and the internet is being stupid, but Toussaint Morrison has a CD release party coming up in a few weeks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Further bulletins as events warrant, because, that would be dope. That'd be a fun meeting.
Which is why I was thinking about it earlier.
We also have Masquerade at Bernard's. Mm-hmm. Weekend at Bernard's is told by William Shakespeare, which I am in. And we'll be at the Phoenix Theater at the end of October there, kind of slightly overlapping with the horror festival. There'll be all kinds of cool shit to see for those couple weeks, because Fearless is going to be doing all kinds of different shows throughout. We'll have that as kind of our tent poles on the weekends. There's so much cool shit, I swear to God. October, November. Guys, if you're anywhere near here, you could see something new every goddamn night. It's going to be amazing. There's so much fun shit.
And, of course, the Renaissance Festival. I am always out and about doing stuff. Matt has Wise Fool shows. Jenna has Sigony stuff.
Yeah, all of us.
We're all busy.
Are constantly busy. So, depending on how you spend your day, you can see all of us easily, or you might be very difficult to find all of us. It can go either way. Sorry, if you don't get to see us, sorry, not our intent. If you do, hey, awesome to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I found the event.
Do it.
Thursday, the 22nd, Here Be Dragons, an opening.
Mm. Ooh.
At Lake Monster Brewing on Vandalia Street in St. Paul.
Cool.
Which is St. Paul, but whatever. Amy Bambi Went, Reverend Matt Monster Science, and Lake Monster Brewing present Here Be Dragons, an exhibition of incredibly gorgeous paintings of grand mythical reptiles painted by Amy Bambi Went as selected by Matt Kesson for Monster Science's Daily Monster Project.
Ooh. Those of you who know Bambi, she is from Jackalope Tattoo, yep, and does amazing paintings that are all hanging up in the lobby there. Fucking incredible. She's fucking great.
My favorite is she'll take like old, and I don't think that's a part of what is happening here, but she'll find like old
paintings. Old oil paintings.
Like at thrift stores and stuff like that, and she'll add dinosaurs to them.
There's one in their lobby that is like a serene picnic by a lake, and there's just two brachiosaur in the lake that perfectly fit the tone and the style.
Which is just a brilliant way to doctor
them. Yeah, she makes them look perfectly natural. It's just all these paintings now have dinosaurs.
This idyllic pastoral scene.
So good. I love it.
There's more.
The hell you say?
Plus, a special edition of the Minneapolis Encyclopedia Show featuring such local luminaries as Joshua Scrimshaw.
Nice.
Tim Uren.
Nice.
Kate Kunkel Bailey.
Nice.
Jenna Young. What?
I've heard of her.
Yeah. Gregory Parks.
Nice.
Duck Washington.
Nice.
Tim Wick.
Nice.
Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe. Levi Weinhagen.
Holy shit.
And Pat Harrigan.
Well, so basically, if you miss it, you're an idiot.
Yeah. If you missed that, you've missed a quarter of the theater that happens in Minneapolis in the year. Right? Yeah.
That is a
your. If you're playing bingo, you will probably get a full card after that show.
You guys, this is. It's seriously going to be super great because Kesson's got Monster Science. Bambi's art is incredible.
So good. Oh, she's amazing.
And it's really some of the best Encyclopedia Show people, plus me.
No, that's fucking astounding. That's super cool.
Speaking of meeting people through this podcast, Jesus Christ.
You're welcome, fuckers.
Like half that list.
True.
Right.
I would not have met any of them if it wasn't for this podcast.
I think I can agree.
So yeah, not 2 days from a week from now, but a week and 2 days from now. Also, it's at a brewing place, so I'm assuming there's going to be booze.
Can't go wrong.
Right.
If Pablo's there, there's going to be booze.
I feel like
there will be booze there. Whether it's for your consumption or not is another thing.
I feel like we hit all the plugs right in that section.
I think so.
So what we should do then is say thank you, everyone, for giving us the gift of 300 episodes.
Yay!
Because that's fucking insane.
Yeah, seriously.
That is many years of our life right there. God. That is almost 6 years.
That is many years of your patience is also what it is. So cool, everybody. I'd like to thank Salsa and Jenna for the fact that this exists and we've still managed to not hate each other.
Yeah, mostly.
And have a great time.
Okay, we'll back it up there.
Yeah, I mean...
No.
I haven't actually killed
Salsa
yet.
You guys are dicks. Oh, but... Yeah. Oh. I'm just saying, not a lot of projects last this long.
Right?
We chose wisely. Mm. So, thank you for that, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen, for letting me take over your podcast. It's mine now, bitches.
And most importantly, thank you to all the listeners who actually listen to us spew nonsense into your ears all of the time. Because most of the time, it is nonsense.
Yes.
We are fully aware of the fact that nothing we say has any cultural relevance whatsoever. And the fact that you guys listen to it as opposed to something interesting like, you know, NPR is incredible.
Oh, my God. You guys should also be listening to NPR. I'm just saying.
Don't tell me has a podcast. You should be listening to that. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Right. But you can also listen to us.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
And Idle Thumbs.
Also Idle Thumbs.
And stuff you missed in history class.
The Wizard. Okay. Anyway. Hey, horse the fuck out of here, right?
Horseback.
Yeah. All right.
Puffins.
You know what? Cool.
Dumbest fucking thing ever.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Take care of yourselves and each other. Eat the fucking cake. Favre out.
Whoa, and then we will be back next week for season 4. Dun,
dun, dun. What new things await? Probably nothing.
Probably the same thing as season 3.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Talking and testing the microphone.
Microphone.
Also testing this microphone.
Microphone.